You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I never knew till I met you that dreams could ever come true. But now I find you're just a kind. And since I first met you, you're on my mind. Dreaming of a castle in the air, roses blooming there, full of love and laughter everywhere. Neath the moon above, where the hours among the flowers pass away while moonbeams gaily play around you, and the whole world seems to be in love, watching all the silvery stars aglow. Songbirds seem to know it's the proper thing to do, to sing melodies so rare. Oh, let me stay and while away the golden hours of every day, with only you within my castle in the air. Dreaming of a castle in the air, roses blooming there, full of love and laughter everywhere. Neath the moon above, where the hours among the flowers pass away while moonbeams gaily play around you, and the whole world seems to be in love, watching all the silver stars aglow. Songbirds seem to know it's the proper thing to do, to sing melodies so rare. So let me stay and while away the golden hours of every day, with only you within my castle in the
for the White House. party is a fake. Democrat, Republican, put each other on the pan. After all, what difference does it make? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Why do wise little guys marry gals twice their size? That's the thing I can't figure out. What a life when your wife towers above. She'll be boss, always cross, no turtle dove. I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Closing cafes. How do cops drive their own Packers these days? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this one is a, I would say, this episode is indefinite, based upon what you might have heard. It's all amorphous, so I'm going to say it beats me, whatever it is, whatever this is called. But we're just trying to figure stuff out here, and we're building those castles. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your contractor for the evening of Radiola, and we begin with Cliff Edwards on Path à Actuelle in 1925, Dreaming of a Castle in the Air, 1925, one of the most, loveliest tunes ever recorded, and one of the first songs I ever heard played on a phonograph that wasn't plugged in, so it did have that significance to me, and I love it very much. Lovely tune, and it ought to be heard more often, and it will be if I can have anything to do about it. Chick Ender wrote it. Frank Crummett, and here's a song, and I think it's my new favorite song of all time, and hence the indefinite mood we take tonight. Frank Band is on the piano, and Frank Crummett, of course, is playing the uke very well, by the way. No One Knows What It's All About, 1924, and that beats me, and you don't know either. Don't pretend you do, please. That's true. You can say it, but I know. We all know. We're just groping around for some shred of something. It makes sense. Willard Robeson and his Ipana Troubadours with the Sam Lennon's Ipana Troubadours. Wake up, chillin', and I have to wake up and do this show properly. 1929, and Radiola playlists may be found at Radiola blog. And try my new domain, which is radiolarhythm.net, and that will get you there. That works. I had some success recently with the radiolarhythm.com, but it went back to 404 errors, so it gets touchy. But the .net will get you there, and it's always in Google, and you'll type it in, and you'll find out that wherever you go, there it is, if you type in Radiola. We're going to continue next with another song I've always enjoyed, and Frank Crummett had a huge recording of this. I must have six copies of him recording this on Victor in 1925. This is the dance band version of it, and I love it. It's great to hear something, and this is the only copy of this I've ever found. International Novelty Orchestra, electrically recorded in 1925. My sweetie turned me down. What do I care, and what do I know?
Thank you.
Gene Goldcutt and his orchestra, the good band there, and you heard Spiegel Wilcox playing the trombone behind Danny Polo. Great, great recording. Charles Fulcher original, about 1925, but that's 27. My Pretty Girl, great, great arrangement, always, always. Before that, that's off the 78, of course, as everything is tonight, pretty much, except for a couple of album cuts and a couple of other newer things. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers from a rather crunchy and well-loved recording, Someday Sweetheart Blues, it says on the label, 1926. And we began with My Sweetie Turned Me Down, Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson. Not another song that isn't heard as much as it should be, perhaps. The International Novelty Orchestra, actually Annette Shilkret Studio Group, as you probably know. This is Radiola. I'm Annie Senior, and I'm just trying to, you know, wake up here. Find my own thoughts and deal with reality such as it is here on Radiola, which is it comes out every week whether it needs to or not. Here's Lee Morris, her first session for Columbia, 1927. I'd love to be in love.
I'm longing for those dear old days when all the world was mine. I'd give up all my worldly ways to bring back that sweet time. I'd love to be in love. That's all I'm thinking of. When we were young and love was new, you thrilled me so, I thrilled you too. I miss that moonlit night. Now nothing seems just right. I'm not to blame, it seems a shame. I'd love to be
dreams. I love you, honest.
yes, I do. For you are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. For after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you.
Elsie Carlisle from, I don't know the exact provenance of this, but it might have been off the ASV Living Era LP or CD, but originally probably on Zonophone 1926, My Cuties Do It 2 to 2 today. And that's what we've got there. Before that, and I love that song. Well, got to finding new versions of these is part of the fun. Seeger Ellis, Girl of My Dreams, 1927 on Columbia. Sonny Clapp wrote that, of course, beginning with Lee Morris with one of her own compositions, and she's playing the guitar here, and she was so talented. What a brilliant talent, and their first right out of the gate with Columbia, I'd Love to Be Loved. It might be the first song she recorded for Columbia after a few years at Perfect Pathé Actuelle. There she is, 27. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and right out of the gate, I was lousy, but I've gotten a little better over the years. And this is Radiola, and we gradually improve, not perceptibly, but gradually. And Arthur Pryor's band, I don't know what this is all about either, but it could describe anybody's house these days. Ted Snyder composition, Ramshackle Rag, 1911.
Thank you. doesn't know you're out, Cecilia. Does he know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss, you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine.
Eddie Peabody, Arthur Fields throwing in a vocal there with Eddie on an acoustic banner from 1925. Cecilia, does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Well, maybe she doesn't, so who knows? Perrone's New Orleans Orchestra in 1924 on Victor. Do Doodle which nobody knows what that means. I think it's just what they were playing. Before that, great group, and I have a couple of other of those that I will use over the next several weeks. Arthur Pryor's band, Ramshackle Rag, 1911, Ted Snyder. Many of these are brand new transfers I've done, and I'm glad to have them. This is Radiola, and we do try to bring out stuff that nobody's heard for decades, and maybe even a century in some cases. But and speaking of a century, yes, we start with Ada Jones in 1910, and all this record probably has been played since then, but it's not a common one. It's based upon Offenbach's tune from The Tales of Hoffman, and E. Ray Goetz decided to make a pop song out of it. And all those songs begin with the word that, like that mesmerizing Mendelssohn tune. Well, this is that dreamy barcarolle tune. So they're still drawing on 19th century classics here. So, God help us for not having public domain.
Said Mr. Man the Snow, don't take me to no show where ragtime they play. Grand Opera's got hold of me once more. I want to see that field of Hoffman, take me there today. The talk I don't understand, but when they strike up the band, the tune they play in such a winning way. It's called the barcarolle, I hear. It goes like this, and oh my dear, that dreamy, dreamy barcarolle tune just carries me right away. Just want to close my eyes and spoon, oh kiss me long and while they play. Oh please don't take your lips away. That melody goes chasing through me, feels something will happen soon. If they don't stop that dreamy life, honey life, creamy life, cuddling, loving, buckling too. Put me in such a trance, hon, I don't want to dance when I hear that tune. I seem in a dreamy daze, see through a golden haze, yet a faintness like I'm going to swoon. Now when that prima donna sings, I'm floating on an angel's wings, just lose my mind and don't know what I'm doing. So to those notes, just hold and squeeze, when from those violins they tease that dreamy, dreamy buckaroo tune, just carries me right away. Just one to close my eyes and spoon, oh, kiss me long and while they play, oh, please don't take your lips away. That melody goes chasing through me, feel something will happen soon. If they don't stop that dreamy life, honey life, creamy life, cuddling, loving, buckaroo tune.
Susie was a nurse, pretty little nurse, she won great renown. She had eyes that said be careful, but the boys kept hanging round. When she'd hold the hand of an injured man, temperatures grew high. Each pulse would leap to fever heat, and you'd hear the victim cry. Oh, Susie. Oh, Susie, oh, Susie, behave. The doctor called to see me at night. Then you come round and zip, there go my resolutions. Oh, Susie, oh, Susie, I have tried to be brave. I've been through many a fight, but when you're near me at night, oh, Susie, behave. Susie had become loved by everyone that came there to rest. There were lots who had her troubles, but not one would dare confess. Time flew quickly by, people wondered why no one had come out. Then they began to understand when they heard the inmate shout. Oh, Susie, oh, Susie, oh, 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 Susie, behave. The doctor phones me up every night. Then you come round and zip, there go a dozen stitches. Oh, Susie, oh, Susie, I have tried to be brave. And if you don't want to see a cripple made out of me, oh, Susie, behave.
After 12, said Jones, and I must run home like a deer. My wife gets wild when 1 o'clock draws near. Said Brown, you have no spunk at all. You ought to be ashamed. Why don't you be like me? I've got mine tamed. Come on around the block with me, you timid little mouse, and I will try to show you how a man goes in his house. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. And when he got inside, he slammed the door. He said, said, well, here I am, and I don't give a continental. Then he gave an awful roar, but a great big cup of mocha hit him on the cocoa, followed by some huckleberry jam. And as she gently pulled out all the whiskers on his chin, she whispered, I'm a better man than you are, Gunga Din. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb. When Brown came out, old Jones, he said, she sure did beat you up. Look out, old man, here comes another cup. Heads up, said Brown. When I went in, she threw her arms around my neck. Then she threw you out a wreck. But are you going to stand for that? And Brownie answered, no. Just watch me going in again, and then stick for the show. He went in like a lion, a wild, raging lion. He heard a record playing Home Sweet Home. He said, I love that tune. And she said, you can have it, kid, as she bounced the record off his dome. She busted him with bubbles, and pack up all your troubles. The long, long trail hit him an awful slam. She had him chasing rainbows as the records flew like rain. He said goodbye forever, wait until we meet again. He went in like a lion, a wild racing lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of the southern brand, but here's what I don't understand. They've got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an onyx stone. Got a heart just like a stone. Even nice men leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture them and kill them. It's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, you ought to see her. Outside, she's just as soft as silk, but socially, she's hard as nails. She's just a gal who hates the male. And when she's nasty, oh, when she's nasty, she's about as sweet as sour milk. Nothing she likes better than feeding poison food to a man. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. She's so cold, never let her phone you. From her breath a man can get pneumonia. To tease them, to thrill them, to torture them and kill them is her delight, they say. If you sit upon her lap, you'll never do it twice, cause it's just the same as sitting on a cake of ice. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
Belle Baker in 1924, a very, very famous tune and a very nice recording of it, nice condition. Hard-Hearted Hannah, 1924, and I've got another Belle Baker somewhere, and it's a good tune as well, but The other side of that's very nice, but that's a good one to start with there. Before that, Billy Murray, He Went In Like a Lion and Came Out Like a Lamb, 1919, and then, of course, toward the end of the song, he mentions about, probably could be a little contest, which I'm not going to engage in, because what I have to give away probably wouldn't be, I know, I have things to give away, but I don't do contest type things, because it's just too much paperwork for me when I'm too busy trying to, find my feet in the morning. He went in like, but there are a lot of records, songs mentioned toward the end of that, and it's a great play on all that. I like that. Before that, an Emerson from 1918, Eddie Nelson, Oh, Susie Behave. And if you know somebody named Susie, that probably applies somewhere. Beginning with Ada Jones, that Dreamy Bar Crawl tune. E. Ray Getz wrote that, 1910. This is Radiola, and we're trying to stay out of hot water and succeeding for the most part. Although we do bathe, so occasionally hot water is required. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm well scrubbed. Well scrubbed, but sometimes a little scrubby in my scrappy and maybe a little more than that sometimes. Sometimes I just take a. I've been through a couple of phases recently, and this kind of reflects how I feel. Al Duvall is a listener to this show, and he wrote a great song, and I couldn't make this my theme song because I have occasional moments of niceness, but this is from this year, The Merry Misanthrope, and it's not an endangered species. There are a lot of them out there.
Here come those four horsemen, green, white, red, and black. They grin like horny Norsemen as they pull out from the pack. They charge on past the finish to blow the city up. I watch them from the clubhouse, and I'm yelling, "Giddy up!" Oh, men are mean and worthless. They rile me up, by gosh. I learned to stare straight through 'em. Now my sermons aren't so harsh. I fought for God and country, but now I understand. A dunce cap, horn of plenty, is the emblem of our land. Oh, this old world's a shaggy dog, and we are just the flea. It can try to scratch us off, but we still do what we please. But soon its master's coming to scrub it down with soap. That's why you hear me humming, I'm the Merry Misanthrope. I wooed a moody Creole, I got down on my knees and gazed in through her keyhole at her silky BVDs. I said, come lie in my arms, love, and I'll lie in your ear. The night was full of magic, so I made her disappear. The people I admire lie dead in dusty books. Those rebels under fire, those daring, desperate crooks. Those busty, curvy hustlers, those crusty, scurvy salts. If they were here beside me, I'd be picking out their faults. But but folks now just are disappointing and happy as can be. Maybe I would like them better if they were more like me. They call me a curmudgeon, but I just grin and cope and strum upon my bludgeon. I'm the merry misanthrope.